Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
And with that, we bring in my broadcast partner, now our 23rd season together, Jack Ham. Jack, thanks so much for doing this. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. And you're right, it was a great weekend for Penn State.
Let's start. I was asked about this today when I did a segment on Sirius, and they talked about the atmosphere down there. You made a great comment to me. It's something you've said to me before, Jack, about the difference between college and pros, and it was really evident on Saturday as we were watching the pregame festivities take place.
Without a doubt. You know, I've been in a lot of away stadiums and throughout my playing and broadcasting career, but it was something special down there at Auburn. And before the game, I mean, you talk about the crowd being really into it. I love the fact that we had this series home and home on campus at our own stadiums, and it was an electric atmosphere, and it's nothing better than a football team coming down, a visiting team coming down and quieting a crowd like that, and it was a huge win.
It was a huge win indeed. And Jack, it started up front. What did you think about Penn State in the trenches on both sides of the ball?
Well, my concern going into the game was whether, in fact, Auburn could really run the football against us. And, you know, we have not been tested this year. You know, Purdue doesn't bring that kind of a game, and we really controlled Ohio last week. So to go down and take care of that running game where they wanted to run those two outstanding running backs, our defensive line did a great job. And like I said, that was the question mark. Guys like Isaac stepping up, Robinson, who's already played well the entire year right now, PJ, I thought, was really got into rhythm as well on the defensive line. So all those guys contributed. Beeman, I thought, had an outstanding game as well. And I think you need that kind of play from your defensive line to stop a running game like Auburn has.
Which then brings to the next start. That defensive line can then set up a linebacker. What kind of day do you think Tyler Elston had?
Oh, I think Tyler Elston, again, when we talked to him last week, Steve, I think the fact of the experience of going from the first game to the second game, he said, was invaluable. And I think now after this game, which, like I said, was a running-type football team, a different type of character offensively, he was all over the field. I think he made good open-field tackles a couple of times on Bigsby, who's an outstanding running back. And you know what? He's playing downhill. When you have your front four like that, getting into the offensive line, not letting that offensive lineman get a push, your linebackers playing down. You know, I thought all of our linebackers were outstanding. I thought Jacobs played well also, coming off the edge a couple of times, getting a sack. I mean, they all contributed. But if you want to be a good linebacker out there, your front four has got to really help you, and our front four did a great job against Auburn.
So let's get to the seven defensive back part, Jack, because when you look at this, it's been an important part of what Manny Diaz wants to do. And you and I know he's trying to utilize his best personnel. If you're a quarterback at the line of scrimmage, you're trying to call out protections. Who do you identify, Jack, as the Mike? Who do you identify as an up-down guy? It just seems like it's a swarm and you don't know where they're coming from.
Unless you have a very sophisticated passing game, and maybe Purdue may be one of those kind of teams and did an okay job, but you are confused. Your offensive line is confused. I mean, at times we have Brown is ends up being almost like a middle linebacker out there, and calling protections for your offensive line, it gets to be very, very difficult because we have people coming from all different directions. You have Johnny Dixon coming off corner blitz. You have Jair Brown. I mean, look at the game Jair Brown has. He caused a fumble on rushing the quarterback and also had an outstanding interception downfield. It was playing almost like a Mike linebacker, getting his depth, you know, reading the quarterback and getting underneath an in route downfield for the interception in the second half. So it causes that kind of seven defensive back causes so much confusion and preparation to against that. And I think we'll just get more complicated as the season goes on defensively.
Sean Clifford, and I referred to him, I used the word orchestrator for Saturday's game. To me, he's been like the point guard. And Jalen Pickett, for example, for Penn State, the point guard, it makes everybody around him better. And then there are days where he is the best player on the court offensively without passing the ball. when I look at Sean, I just feel like he's making everybody around him better. Are you seeing the same thing?
Well, I think right now, the game he had against Auburn, it just seemed everything, it was very calm for him. I mean, he's played in enough away stadiums, although it was a special atmosphere down at Auburn. But he was just to be, nothing was going to flutter him. And we didn't make it on that fourth down, that first series, and we didn't get the first down and on the fourth down play. That, you know, all we did is just come back the next series and take this team down the field, made a great throw over one of the corners of Tinsley in the corner, and just dropped the ball in there. And the movement in the pocket, you know, you can see it sometimes, especially on a replay, where all of a sudden he's just biding some time in there, moving just a little bit to get the ball downfield a couple times on a crossing route. It just seemed like he was – it was everything was moving. It was very calm for him out there, and he just, you know, orchestrated and into a great football game because I think, number one, that running game has really helped him out. It's so much different for Sean this year than last year when you're playing against extra defensive backs all the time in a passing game.
I'm going to get to that in a second, but they were on that first series. Owen Papo gave him really a WWE shot. I mean, what kind of tone does that set when your quarterback gets up from that like it's nothing?
Oh, I think for the entire football team, when he bounces up like that and goes right back, you know, unfortunately the ball went out of bounds, we end up turning it over anyways. But I think to the offensive line, the running backs, I said, you know what? You know, you never talk about your quarterback being one of the tough guys on a team. Well, it showed there early in the game against Auburn. And like I said, he bounced right back up from that. And just, again, nothing was going to faze him in that game. Whatever negative things were going to happen, and you're going to have those kind of plays in the game, it was not going to affect him on how he plays the rest of the football game. And I kind of think that Clifford was even more determined after that play to have an outstanding game.
So, Jack, let's get to the point you made about the running game, because obviously what Singleton and Allen have done in conjunction with the offensive line has meant a lot. What about Brenton Strange, though, in this running game? He had the six catches for the career-high 80 yards. What did you think of his play as a blocker?
Oh, I thought Strange had a complete game for a tight end. Now, the tight ends always like to catch the football. They want to go downfield, you know, the seam routes and catch the ball. But they're really good all-around tight ends. They need to block, and especially in our offensive running game. I mean, he's in motion before the snap of the football. He had a couple of kick-out blocks, seal blocks. He had a pancake block as well in that game. And when he ends up, he's normally the key guy who's going to have that running back break it off of his block. So he knows how important his assignment is. And I thought he did a great job. The six catches for 80 yards is one thing, but I think he took a lot of pride in how well he blocked against that Auburn defense.
Yeah, you're right, Jack. I agree with you. And for Sean, you're sitting there, and with Clifford, Allen, then you, of course, got Lee and Ford to go with him. But now, when he makes a play-action fake at any point in the game, every single defense has to hesitate for a moment, where in the last couple of years he'd make that play-action fake and maybe they wouldn't.
Oh, Steve, I mean, one thing about college or pro football, whatever, the thing that hasn't changed, if you can run the football effectively and you have that running game that you can lean on, and then with that running game, as you said, the play-action, you are holding linebackers, you're holding safeties in there. And we talked to Clifford after the game. The running game right now for him, it's going to be that much easier for him throwing the football downfield. You may see more play action passing on first down when people are going to concentrate on Singleton or Allen or whoever our running backs are in there. Having this kind of, like we had balance in the running and passing in the game against Auburn, that's going to pay a lot of dividends down the road for us as we get into the Big Ten schedule.
Obviously, there's been Barkley and Miles Sanders, and every time everybody brings this up, people leave out Journey Brown. Don't, because that was a turning point for Penn State not having him in the 2020 season. Jack, you and I saw Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen in the spring, and we knew just watching them they were a cut above. But now that we've seen them in practical application in three games, what have been your thoughts?
Oh, I'm so impressed. Not so much, I guess, that we knew all the athletic ability, but you see the demeanor of both of these guys. These are true freshmen, but they are they're like veterans back there because they're very serious. I mean, after a long run by Singleton or Allen, you don't see a real lot of emotion right afterwards. It's almost businesslike for these two guys and making play after play. And I just really impressed at how well they're handling this right now. I thought this game at Auburn was going to be a big game for these two freshmen because, in fact, you know, on the road, SEC school. But I think also that Purdue game in the opener really, really helped us in getting a lot of those young guys comfortable when they went down to Auburn.
When you see the burst each has, what does that, you know, the offensive line has been doing a good job, but what does the burst mean to then allowing everybody to do that job?
Steve, when you see those guys just get a crease, they need is a crease to get through there, and they're into the secondary, and they're making somebody miss. I think the offensive line realized in their head, if I can sustain my block for that split second with the talent we have in this backfield behind us, I think they're going to go through there, and our running game is going to continue to get better and better as the season goes on. But they don't need much of a crack, either one of those two running backs. Singleton, obviously, has got that top-end speed that can take away angles that either linebackers or defensive backs have on him. You've seen that now in a couple of weeks. And that's something you can't teach. That kind of speed like that is very, very special. And obviously, he was the five-star recruit and that everybody wanted. I think you got to give James Franklin a lot of credit in the recruiting process for getting both of these guys.
Guys like Mitchell Tinsley, Washington, good, solid, high-end receivers. Lambert Smith, I don't think people realize he has a catch in 19 straight games. We now know he can throw the ball, too, after the pass back to Deshaun Clifford. But getting that top-end speed, you know, we didn't see as much of him in a game like this. But what do you think an Amari Evans can add moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, the game at Auburn was not a game where we're trying to get deep downfield. So Amari Evans is a guy to which I was really impressed. Again, true freshman who realizes when he's running a post, he's going to make that corner think that he's going to run an out pattern. He's going to make that one hesitation move to the outside and then break the post. That's where that separation comes in. And as a true freshman, that's kind of a veteran-type move. And then it ended up being an easy touchdown pass for Allard to throw the football to him, lay it out there, because he had that separation from the defensive back. And yeah, those are kind of things that we're getting from freshmen out there. And I know freshmen are different today than in years gone by, but they are making those kind of plays out there. So, again, there's a lot of talent. I think good chemistry from the veteran guys out there like Clifford and company, and all the young guys are kind of meshing together here right now. But he's another guy, as a true freshman, I think in the second half of the season, is going to be a big factor.
As a guy that knows linebacker better than anybody, in watching the last two games of Abdul Carter, what are you seeing with him?
Oh, the playing time. When I talked to James Franklin a week ago, and he's talking about we just got to get him on the field more because he got out because of the targeting call against Purdue. But he has an ability, and you can't teach this. You're in traffic, and there's your offensive linemen and defensive linemen. You're in a lot kind of traffic. All of a sudden, he is able to find the football in that type of traffic, make the play, and then you see him when he times up the blitz. I mean, a lot of times when a quarterback's cadence, he gets into a rhythm, you can kind of feel that. And then one blitz he came up, he timed it up with the snap of the football, got right up the middle on the quarterback, I think of his Ashford, and brought him down. He's got that burst that you need. A linebacker doesn't need 40-yard dash speed, although he has that as well. It's how quick are you in the first 10 yards, because that's where you're mostly making plays as a linebacker, and he's going to be a talent that's just going to get better and better for us.
Jack, you and I have watched, obviously, a lot of games early this season, both pro and college, and special teams have been a mess in a lot of games that you and I have watched along the way. We're looking like, what the heck is going on? Penn State has been solid there so far. You and I know that James devotes multiple periods a day to special teams. What kind of payoff is that, especially early in the season?
Well, I think the payoff we saw Saturday, because this is, I know people think it's coach speak, but it was offense, defense, and special teams there on Saturday. I mean, Hardy as the gunner going downfield on the outside has made plays all throughout the year. And in the game where we thought it was going to be a close game, that ended up not be. But you need your special team to be an advantage for us. Our punting has been outstanding. We made Auburn go the length of the football field. I thought at the end of the half we had a chance to get the ball back and even get more points right before the end of the half because of special teams. But that's so far in the first three games, Steve, it has been outstanding in special teams, which really complements. And sometimes that's why we get the football with our defense three and out after a great punt. We get the ball at the 50-yard line where Clifford and company can do some things in great field position.
Finally, Jack, with Central Michigan coming in, what's been interesting, and the fans have not had a chance except in the Blue White game to see Bo Perbula, but Bo is a great prospect. And they've seen Christian Veyer. But what's interesting is that Drew Aller has played in all three games. And, you know, everyone thought maybe it would be Ohio he'd play, but he's played in all three. Besides practice, now watching him in a game, what impresses you about him as a young quarterback?
Well, I think the one play that he got pressure off the edge and we didn't pick it up, and he had a quick release to get rid of the football downfield for maybe an 8 or 10 yard play. He didn't panic on the play. He knows he's got a quick release and got rid of the football. And a quarterback like that can make up for some of the mistakes you may make on the offensive line in protection. We all know about the fact that he's got a strong arm. But the throw for the touchdown to Evans in the Ohio game, where he didn't drill the football, but he laid the ball out there where Evans could go and run underneath it, let him catch the football, let him be athletic getting to the football, and he put air underneath it. He has done that from time to time so far this year, and you can just see, freshman, no question, but he has a lot of talent and some experience that I think that we're going to see more and more of him throughout the course of the year.
Well, you've no doubt, Jack, you are the best. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll see you a little bit later in the week.
All right, Steve. Take care. Have a good week.